Well, right now, Detroit Lakes go crazy. Can I get a witness from the congregation and a round of applause from the Vox Box for Adam Thielen, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody with me now. Bum, 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 bum. What's up?
That's quite the intro. I like that.
Check out your sides real quick. Not much body fabs. No, not much body fabs.
He's not the 9 to noon producer, okay? There's much less to grab onto.
See, this is great. Given, you know, I'm comfortable grabbing the sides of men like that because a woman doesn't want their sides grabbed. You can't do it in the workplace. It's a violation. So I guess this is my way of challenging Adam Thielen to becoming the first man in the history of U.S. Bank Stadium to file a male-on-male human resources claim. But the way I can push it off is just during the off season, just going like that, going, okay, pretty good off season for you. Not a lot of body fat there.
That's true. It makes me feel a little bit better.
What has the off season been like?
Just busy, you know, just making sure that my body's prepared for a long season. You know, it's
like playing a lot, like a lot of offensive plays, right?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where whatever I can do to help the team win football games.
Yeah.
We're excited about the season. So, whatever I can do to help us win football games and make it a great season.
But you want to play?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any competitor, anybody who is at this level wants to be on the field and competing. And if I said I wasn't, if I said I didn't want to be on the field, I'd be lying to you for sure.
During organized team activities, when you got the opportunity to play with the ones, specifically the twos, maybe even the ones, you played like a guy who was like, look, whether it's Xavier Rhodes, Captain Munnerlyn, or whomever, I can get open. Now, Des Bryant doesn't get open every single play. But if given the opportunity, you can get open against legitimate NFL defenses because guess what? To back this up, because this is like one of my big training camp bits starting next week because you're my guy, to back it up, I rewatched the Denver game and the game at Soldier Field. Main man can get open if given a fair opportunity. And I'm not just saying that because I've known you forever. It's legit.
Yeah, I think that's, like I said before, you know, it's just about being a competitor. It doesn't matter who is lined up across you. It doesn't matter how many years he's been in the league. You want to beat him, and you want to beat him bad, and you want to make a play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's part of being a receiver. You have to make plays against the best, and you're going to see the best each week. And, you know, I just want to keep getting better and keep trying to help this football team win games.
See, but you're fast. And people think Adam Thielen, Detroit Lakes, Mankato, he ain't fast. And then you get out there, and you're fast. You're faster than people think, Adam.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I mean, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I kind of like that, though. You know,
yeah.
I like kind of people underestimating me. You know, it's kind of been my whole motto my whole career. I've always been told that I can't do something, and maybe I'm not fast enough or not strong enough. That's kind of been my whole motto, but it makes me a better player. It makes me work hard in the off seasons. It makes me come out here and do the extra stuff that I need to do to be prepared.
I don't want to get super hardcore route running here because, quite honestly, I'll be out of my own lane. But from what I understand, from a mental aspect or a mental wherewithal standpoint, is if you study it up and do it right, that's going to separate you from maybe 30 to 50% of people in the league, and it's going to help you sustain. But from what I understand and what I've been told is the work you do at the top of your routes is incredibly well-respected within the coaching staff and the locker room. I've been told that. I don't want to make it weird or anything, but, like, what does that mean when people say, at the top of the route, you won't find anybody better than Adam Thielen?
I think it's something that I emphasize, you know, because being in the NFL, it doesn't matter how fast you are. You still have – that's where you win your route, on the top of your route. And that's where you get your separation. And in the NFL, a foot open is open.
Yeah.
College, that's, you know, it's different. But in the NFL, if you get a little bit of separation, and that's going to happen on the top of your route, that's gonna help you win and be open enough to catch the football.
Do you love it that your parents – I'm going to embarrass you here. Do you love it that your parents come to all those road games and always – And I love how they see you in the lobby, and then mom immediately gets your cheek, and she's like, hi, Adam. That doesn't exactly happen.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
They come to all the road games, though.
Yeah, they enjoy it. They've really enjoyed this time to be able to travel, and I think I think at first they probably didn't think I was going to make it as long as I did, so they're trying to enjoy it while it lasted.
Yeah.
So, no, they've always been that way since I was a high schooler, coming to every game, college, you know, even though it was a 4-hour drive to Mankato and, 12-hour drive to some of the games, they were they were there and never missed a game in college or high school, and they missed a few in the NFL, but I think I can forgive them for that.
When you played for the Mavericks, do you remember the best defensive player against whom you ever played?
Well, we had a few guys that in practice, you know, we had a guy named Kelvin Rogers, who's in Arena League right now, who is, you know, a very talented kid, super fast, great instincts. And I went against him every single day in practice, so he made me a heck of a lot better. There was a few guys that I played in the playoffs my senior year. The Twins, they're both in the NFL. I can't think of their name right now. One plays for Tampa Bay. And one...
Rondé and Rondé Barber and Tiki.
Yeah.
Tiki runs, Rondé catches.
Different guys. But,
pretty good.
But, yeah, they're Twins, and they played corner, one on each side of the ball. They're really good. They're both in the league now. So
yeah.
But, yeah.
McCourty's. Not Devin McCourty?
Nope.
No? Okay. You got better.
We'll keep trying.
Yeah.
You got better in the NFL, didn't you? I mean, like, when you got to the NFL program, the practice and then the weight training and everything, it kind of took off for you there, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my rookie year when I was on practice squad, going against the starters every single day in practice, it's hard not to get better.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting better, you got other issues and you probably shouldn't be there. So, it was a great year for me just to learn the game, learn how to play special teams, because I never had played special teams in my life before then. So I got to learn special teams and just improve daily.
You know where you're standing?
Yeah, this is your spot, isn't it?
Vox Box,
dang.
Vikings Radio Network booth, watching Bridgewater as we face north. Bridgewater fades to fire, looks right, pump, sees nothing, fires to the left, caught Thielen. Oh, my God. To the left, to the 30, to the 20. Shakes on Tracy Porter because that's what he does. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Adam Thielen.
I like that. I think that could happen.
I think that could happen. Or would it be more likely to say, and Nortman takes the deep snap. Here's Thielen. Here's Thielen busting through the middle. He blocked the punt.
You know, either way.
Either way,
I'm,
man.
I'm cool with either way.
Either way, man. The paychecks are good on first and 15.
I was thinking, though, it's going to be tough to make the leap there.
What do you mean?
Because, it's just not the same, you know.
The Vikings vault?
Yeah, the Vikings vault.
But look to the right.
Yeah, that's where I have to score in that end zone.
I mean, you can take a seat and, get a drink. And
maybe pour some popcorn.
And pour some popcorn. Nobody's ever done that.
No.
When you walked in here, did it take your breath away? I mean, it's just beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I think when you stand on the field, you really get an appreciation for the architecture, how amazing this place is.
Yep.
You know, I've been on a lot of stadiums, played in a lot of stadiums.
Yep.
This perspective from up here is different because I'm in, you know, these other stadiums, you don't go up anywhere past the field.
Yeah.
So when I'm on the field, that's kind of really where I can tell the difference. And,
yep.
There's no stadium like it. Dallas is pretty comparable, but still, I think when you walk on the field here, it's pretty amazing, and there's probably nothing like it.
See you next week in Fankato.
All right, I appreciate it.
Adam Thielen, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings, final segment next.